Andrei, puteam, fungurul se cam înăbuta. Do from the present the founder. A little bit of time, kind of compassion, which I can put from there down to us. And from from the direct, or the indirect Lenny Lama's path, and the direct the Lama's. They took up those oneself, as well as all sentient beings. And the meditator, having received all the blessings, qualities, visualize that from outside generated all the extensive, the method, extensive path, method of the profound path, wisdom. Including Tamaka Rupaka, exercised with oneself in the mind of all things. Now making a request to civilization's path of enlightenment, the essence. Please grant me blessings to be able to the spiritual master, to be able to the guru to be able to the guru enlightened being from outside. Side. To have detached mind towards samsara, to be able to take the responsibility to mothers and to liberate the mothers from the samsara and receive the glorified unification, the general and particular glorified unification, the Mahamudra, the Supreme Realization. So which includes Sutra Mahamudra, Tantra Mahamudra, the clear light, the direct cause of Dharmakaya, and then also for the final attainment, the full enlightenment. Please come my blessings. My body to become my body and the Father's holy body. To become one, and my speech and the Father's holy speech to become one, my mind and the Father's holy mind to become one. Dayato mani mani ma muna ye so dayata om mani mani ma muna ye so dayata om mani mani ma muna ye so. Sajin bhe je juje mento dhamma dhani jinti jemba de sanje jinti mide bhavadu hum dhajan dhaja bhala so yi dhamma dhara sanama dhala dhani dhayami. Sanje jodam so yi suna alas jibba naga shishin jibbe suna dhula bhe je san jen dhova cha sanje jodam so yi suna alas jibba dhani dhani. Like a change of Sunday to Labin, just Sunday and Dover, so Sunday as a Sunday, some Mumla, Chandra Bottom, Tan in Jabuzi. Like a change of Sunday and Labin, just Sunday and Dover. They were just in the village of the Jabuzi, and they want the last of this and go away, and they were like a musician, but they may be almost never bought all the business. Yeah, purpose of my life is to free all sentient beings from all the sufferings and to bring the full enlightenment, therefore I must achieve enlightenment. So I have the full responsibility to this. So the only way to complete this is I have this full responsibility, and there's nothing else in my life to do that other than benefiting towards other sentient beings. So to be able to do perfect work for the sentient beings, then I need to fully achieve zu Frühling atmen, der war nicht durchs Fleisch des Paftungen. Ja, und therefore, say, to cease, say, wisdom, the wisdom is the one, wisdom realizing emptiness, that's the one. So, so that the Paftung atmen, the Dhammakaya Rupakaya, that's the matter of wisdom. The wisdom is the wisdom realizing emptiness, and that's the main one. That is the only direct remedy towards the delusions. So without that, the defilement cannot be ceased. Without that, the defilement cannot be ceased. We're just a method alone, or the delusions, the defilement, the disturbing thought of obscuration, which merely obstruct to achieve the liberation from samsara, and the obscuration, which merely interfere to achieve enlightenment, of course, means the subtle obscuration. So which the direct remedy to cease all this is only the wisdom. And this is the only one which can cut the root of samsara, the one, the root of samsara, the ignorance, the unknowing mind, unknowing the ultimate nature, the emptiness, the unknowing mind, unknowing the ultimate nature of the I, ultimate nature of the I, which is there. Ultimate nature of the I. Still, we can call selflessness of the selflessness of the person, and ultimate nature of the aggregates, which is called selflessness of the existence. So, wisdom, the wisdom realizing emptiness is the only thing that which can cut the root of the, which can cut the root of the whole entire suffering of samsara and all the karma delusions. It's the only one that which can say, directly cut to it. Eliminate the very root of all this, the ignorance. So therefore, an address like this, and that depends on the meditation. That depends on listening, reflecting, meditation practice. So therefore, I'm going to listen the power of the Dharma, the comment of the essence of wisdom. Not for the benefit of all the sentient beings. It is explained that how incredible, very precious this is, listening to the emptiness and revealing teachings on the emptiness and especially meditating on the emptiness. That from sutra called the condensed sutra. The sutra condensed of the precious qualities, the jewel qualities, there is mentioned that equal number of the sand grains of the river Ganga, so the river in India, so it's a very big river, very, very long, which comes from Mount Kailash from Tibet, So I have a huge river and very, very long. So sand grain of the river Ganga means unbelievable number. So that means number of is the equivalent number of the sand grains of river Ganga. World equal the number of the sand grains of the river Ganga, you see. Fill up with the Buddha stupas containing Buddhas. See? Fill up with the stupa of Buddha that was made of, even the stupa is made of seven precious jewels. So that means unbelievable city, tenement number world, fill up with the, completely fill up with the stupa, with the stupa. So building one stupa is an unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. See, it directs, purifies unbelievable, impossible karma and directs, collects, unbelievable extent of merit, and it directs your life towards enlightenment, you know. So, so powerful. So now here, and that means number of world, it is world equivalent number of the sand grains of the river Ganga, and you completely fill up with the stupas, you know, with the stupa. Even the stupa is made of seven precious jewels, and so, and then how many sentient beings there are in those worlds? You see, all the sentient beings do nothing except making, you know, flower offerings to the stupa, incense, and painting three times a day, paint, you know, stupa, and for eons. All those people, then not only that, even the devas, they make offerings. All, so that much merit, how many, even all those human beings, devas make offering to the stupas, all those stupas, that much merit, and then somebody, you see, write this Prajna Prama, the text, you know, Buddha's teaching, you see. So I'm not going by word for word, the quotation, because it's just that, the essence. So the Buddha's teaching on the emptiness, you see. So you make scripture, writing, you know, the Buddhist teachings of emptiness, such as the Heart Sutra and so forth, like that, you see. Write down or keep the text and make offering to the scripture. So one thing to write down, keep and make a useful offering, you know, to make offering, making flowers or respect, you know, the paint or respect. So even just this is without talking, listening, repeating, maintaining, it's just this. So the merit is far more greater than all those other, building that many number of universe, world, equal number of centigrade, the river Ganga, completely covered with stupa, and seven, made of seven precious, you know, jewels. So second thing is that, you know, even the stupa is seven precious, made of seven precious jewels. And on top of that, all those people in all those worlds, make an offering, do nothing except make an offering, painting, all this stupa. Then devas, on top of that, devas also make an offering. So all those merits become smaller, you know, than the merits you see writing down, Prajna Paramita. Yeah, Buddha's teaching, you know, on the emptiness, to write and then keep it and make offering, you see, even unbelievable. So that it's mentioned that also, and the Sutra teaching, I think it's called, I don't remember the full title, but the Sutra called, which is called Roaring Sound of the Lion. you see, practicing the pyramid of morality, charity, morality, patience, perseverance, concentration. These five parameters, you see, practicing for 10,000 eons. And that much merit, revealing the listening teaching on the emptiness, you know. The listening teaching on the emptiness, listening teaching on emptiness is far more greater merit than 10,000 eons practicing, having practiced five parameters. So it's unbelievable. And then 10,000 eons, you know, listen and teach him some emptiness, and you see, teaching others, giving teachings on emptiness to others, something like that. So giving teachings on emptiness to others, something like that. Let's see, so even one stanza, it has less, far more greater merit than 10,000 eons, listening teachings on emptiness. Now, next one, meditating on emptiness 1 second has far more greater merit than 10,000 eons, explain the teachings on emptiness towards others. So, so even 1 second just maintaining emptiness is an unbelievable power of purification and collecting extensive merit. So beyond our, but the benefit is beyond our concept. It is mentioned. So, even just having faith in this Dharma emptiness, teaching of emptiness, sense the teaching of emptiness or the emptiness. The 10 virtuous actions and the 5 uninterrupted karma, having killed the father, mother, Ahab, even harmed Buddha, and they caused disunity among the Sangha, even those very heavy karmas get purified. Purifies broke morality, persists, vows. So all those heavy negative karmas get purified. Expand from sutra. It is infinite benefit. So it's emphasizing that therefore it's extremely important to put a lot of imprint, to stabilize, on the metal, So the minute. The minute you understand what means dependent arising, the minute you understand what means dependent arising, dependent arising, because things are dependent arising, so therefore things are empty. That's the reason why things are empty. So just having the mere understanding, mere idea of the meaning of dependent arising, you see, that starts. Even that begins. You see, you to be liberated from samsara, just by even having an idea, the meaning of dependent arising, it starts. You see, it begins just by this. Begins you to be liberated from samsara. You see, to be free from all the suffering realm samsara forever. So people say, when their cancer is recovered completely, they think it's marvelous, fantastic, get so excited and just, so happy, unbelievable. some disease, like something heavy disease, something like that, you see. So this is not talking all the things, it's just one thing, you see. And that doesn't mean you will never get it. That doesn't mean you will never get cancer again in this life, or it doesn't mean you will never get cancer in future lives. And but even this time, one time you recovered cancer, you see, because so fortunate, so happy, so fortunate. See, like, Yeah, kind of like dreams. But here he's talking about, you know, by listening to teachings on emptiness, studying meditation, that just even having the correct idea of the meaning of the band arising is that starts even with this idea, it starts you to be liberated from samsara forever. So that means no question, liberated forever from all the 424 disease, you know. And that's just one problem, of the oceans of suffering or samsara, just one. So Lama Tsongkhapa said that in the heart, the praise, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, which is called the praise, good explanation. Let me put it this way, the essence of the praise, good explanation, even one has rough, even one found the definite understanding, you know, just a rough shift. with this, you know, samadhi, you see. even this gives supreme bliss. what Lama Tsongkhapa is saying is that due to the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's, you see, teaching that are talking about a dependent arising, they're presenting the emptiness but explaining the dependent arising, so that which Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, what you have realized. Then Ayadeva said, those who have small merit then doesn't get even the doubt, doesn't get even doubt in this dharma. Even just by having doubt, even by having the mere doubt, the samsara get broken in pieces. Then Lama Tsongkhapa said, in the praise to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa said, the life facing towards the Lord of Death, the life, the continuity of life, facing towards the Lord of Death, is it? But the continuity of the life facing towards the Lord of Death is not stopped. It is not stopped. And one, see, having a small faith to you, even this is a one should think fortunate. one should think fortunate, even with this, having a little faith to you, the Buddha. So what I'm saying is that, you know, our life is a constant. Our life is, you see, facing towards the day and night, all the time, facing towards the Lord of Death, running towards, constant, like car driving, like a criminal person brought to the place to be executed. You know, constantly getting near to the place to be killed. Constantly, you see. By being in the car, being taken in the car, so like that, similar, our lives constantly going towards a lot of death. So fast, going towards a lot of death. The Lord of the dead, you know, day and night, constantly, so fast, as a second, as the minute and seconds, you know, goes so fast. like that, the life constantly gets near, goes so fast towards the Lord of death. So like this. That's the nature of the life, but I haven't stopped yet. The life hasn't stopped yet. So this, you know, this life, this human life, you see. According to this life, hasn't stopped yet. So during this very short time, you see, the lifespan, then having found small faith to Buddha, to you, the Buddha, you know, who have a realization of unification, dependent arising, and emptiness. You see, that you have revealed that which is the only method to cut, to liberate the sentient beings, that they can be liberated from samsara, you know, by cutting the ignorance. who taught this, to who revealed this precious teaching, to us sentient beings. So even having a little faith to Buddha, to Guru Shakyamuni, should feel even with this one should feel fortunate. So like this, now the here essence of the. The essence of the wisdom, essence of wisdom, that is this, the whole entire Dharma, see, as I mentioned, Buddha Chavatara, the whole entire Dharma taught by Buddha, even the methods, you know, even the teaching that we have mastered, everything is everything that Buddha taught is to actualize the method, is to actualize the wisdom, in order to actualize the wisdom. The whole teaching of Buddha is to actualize the wisdom. That is taught is to actualize the wisdom. So now you can see from that explanation, as you can see, the wisdom is the life. So there's many different volumes, you see, Buddha taught teachings of emptiness. the teaching, volume, then Niti, say 20,000 stanza, Niti. And then Tige Tongpa, the Eta, 80,000 stanza, 80,000 and 1,000, maybe. Then the next short one is 8,000 stanza. So this is just one volume. The others, first one is I don't remember, maybe 12 volumes. I don't remember exactly now the different volumes. So those 20,000 stanza and the 80,000 stanza. stanza. So those are like 4 volumes or 5 volumes, and you see different volumes. The last one is 1,000. Last one is 1 volume. Then more condensed than that is condensed sutra. There's a text called Condensed Sutra, which I read so many times when I was very small. I think 6, 7, you know, actually, around those times. my teacher, my very kind teacher, who's my uncle, was a fully ordained monk and passed away. So due to his kindness, my second alphabet teacher, due to his kindness, so he let me to read this for months and months and months, you know, I don't know how long, but for a long time. So all day long read, all day long, you know, he let me to read these, you know, yeah, except there's a few times for meal, you know, few times for meal, and then sometimes I spend a little bit of time when I go for pee pee outside, you know? so spend a little bit of time hanging around. Anyway, so extremely kind. that time I didn't know, you see, the benefits. You know, so now I think the, of course, it takes you know, say, so much purification, collect merit. You know, for so many years and lifetimes, so many years to actually realize emptiness. having a little tiny idea of what means independent arising and emptiness, which gives faith to Lama Tsongkhapa's the way he explained the emptiness. So that is some imprint left. not see, it's maybe from past lives, but also from this life and early life. My teachers led me to read the teachings of emptiness, Buddha's teachings, you know, over and over, even one day, so many times, so such a long time. However, that saved the life, you know, from the wrong view. Saved life, which is a great protection, you know, which is the secret safety, you know, like safety belt and safety, you know. Anyway, something like that. Anyway, so greatest safety from the wrong view, you know, from the wrong idea of emptiness, from the wrong view. Protected, you know, because one can spend the whole life, one can spend, even one met a Dharma, spiritual path, I mean, one can spend the whole life meditating on emptiness, which is not emptiness. you can waste the whole life. but this is very subtle, this is extremely subtle point. Very delicate part, delicate was a very subtle point. so therefore, yes, and okay. And also another thing is that you need a lot of merit, and everybody doesn't have just anybody doesn't have the karma to even to hear correct explanation of emptiness, or even to say, to reflect or to meditate. so generally speaking, situation in the world is like this. There's so many wrong views, so many wrong views, that which is not ultimate, you see. That view. So many different expressions of emptiness, you know. So that's why usually I say, let's talk. this is doesn't mean, I say this, this doesn't mean arrogance or anything, but this is talking the nature. What is in the world? So then more condensed than that is this teaching, you know? More condensed. So this is the shortest. This is the shortest one. So therefore, now this is hard. You can say this is not only teachings on personal paramita, you know, the personal wisdom, you see, it's the heart of the whole entire Dharma. So of course this teaching is the heart of the whole entire Dharma. Not only that, but this is the heart of all the also the teachings on the personal wisdom, you see, wisdom gone beyond. So another meaning of a heart of another meaning of the essence of wisdom, that is clear light nature of the mind. The clear light nature of the mind. You see, that which is Buddha nature. That which is a Buddha nature. Each of us, sentient beings, with a clear light nature of the mind. Buddha, which is a Buddha nature. Buddha nature. Potential to be Buddha. So in some other traditions, some other traditions, this clear light nature of the mind, you know, label Buddha. Let's label Buddha. Dharmakaya, like that. However, so you see, by realizing, by realizing that your own clear light nature of mind, then liberates you by realizing that, you see, liberates you from all the defilements, from all the suffering of samsara, you see, from all the defilements which interfere to achieve liberation from samsara, which mainly interfere to achieve enlightenment of sentient beings. So, not only that, say, so by realizing this, you know, so this wisdom makes you to go beyond from the defilements, you know, disturbing thought defilements, see, then achieve soulless state, and also go beyond from the subtle defilements and achieve enlightenment. So essence of wisdom is the, here, another meaning is a clear light nature of the mind. Clear light, nature of the mind, ultimate, there are two types of nature of mind. One is the conventional nature, one is the ultimate nature. So here he's talking about the ultimate nature, the same clear light nature of the mind. So your own, you see, clear light nature of mind, essence of wisdom, so you see, that's the essence, and then when you realize that, then you have the wisdom, the essence of wisdom. So I mentioned what that wisdom does. I explained before. That's to you. So this essence of wisdom is like you know, if the heart. The most important organ, see here, in the body, put this way, that the mind, see, mind which pervades the whole body. Mind which pervades the whole body, you see. The very central place, you know, the very central place of the mind is in the body. The very center, even though the mind pervades the whole body, you know, but there's a main place, a center place in the body of the mind, you see. So that's called heart. Not this physical heart, pumping one, not that one, but you see, heart, you see, from where you can tell from this, you know, from where attachment rises, from where anger rises. Doesn't come from the brain, you know. Anger doesn't come from the brain down like this. Attachment doesn't come from the brain. It doesn't come down from the brain, you know, like that. pride. So when you feel compassion, love, and kindness, it doesn't come from the brain. You see, doesn't come down from brain, you know. You feel from here. Same thing, pride, attachment, anger. You feel from here. It, you see, yeah. So that is the central place of mind. So that's called heart, where all these things, you know, positive thoughts, you know, where you feel rising, where negative thoughts you feel rising, that point of the body, the heart. So like that, you know, this teaching is like that, you know, of all heart for whole entire Dharma. So now, so it starts here in the Tibetan, see in the Tibetan Vajra. Here the Tibetan text, you see, there's a more, you see, you know, with more evolution, longer prayer. I think what I heard in the Hasudan Chinese is simply did not have the evolution part, you know, just the main part of the subject. there are different, see, anyway, there are different divisions of subjects. So the simply main subject, but not the, you know, the other part. So, in the Indian language, you know, since the Sanskrit, Bhagavati, Paramita Sudaya. The reason why the text begins with the Sanskrit, you know, the name of the text, you see, the subject, because that is a divine language. So also teachings are given that this way. So therefore it's kept as a blessing. Because all the mantras, you know, recited in the Sanskrit, you see, and there's a purpose for that. you don't translate into another language and recite, you see. All the mantras, you know, kept in the original, you see, there's Sanskrit. So, and that is the purpose, see. Yeah, anyway, so like this, yeah, name mentioned in Sanskrit is to bless the mind. There's a divine language, so it's a blessed language, so to bless the mind of the sentient beings. So, in Tibetan language, the translation of that, Jumden, Jumden Dhamma, Shalaji, Patron, the Chimbi Ningbo, Bhagavati, Jumden Dhamma, Jum is having destroyed, you see, having destroyed not just delusion, but not just delusion, you know. Not just delusion, having destroyed just only the delusion, disturbing thought, that's arhat, you know. but here, you see, not just that, having destroyed also the subtle departments, so that's only Buddha. Having destroyed then qualified, then qualified. So there are six, there's six qualities, so maybe can be mentioned later. Day is gone beyond, day is gone beyond, so that is gone beyond from law nirvana, gone beyond from law nirvana, gone beyond from the subtle, obscuration. So, Bhagavati, so ma is a mother, you see. Ma. So it's the mother of the Buddha. You see, Chumdende is that's the name of the Buddha. Who is that? Is a Buddha. Who has this qualification? Chumdende. Is a Buddha. And Ma is a mother. Chumdende Ma. Then who is that mother? Who is that mother? You see. Then comes the essence of the gone beyond wisdom. Essence of the gone beyond wisdom, essence of the gone beyond of the wisdom, essence of the gone beyond of the wisdom. So this is the mother. This is the mother. So like this, you see, like this. From the wisdom, realize emptiness. From there, you see, from there, one can achieve the hidden. The soulless state, nirvana of the, the less well part, the hearer listen, listener, hearer, listener, those beings, see, the and the soul to realize the nirvana soul state. So the both both you see come from the wisdom realizing this. The both the nirvana soul state. Then from the wisdom realizing this comes also the great liberation, the full enlightenment, which is cessation of all the mistakes of mind, the completion of all the realizations comes from the wisdom realized emptiness. from wisdom realized emptiness, Buddha is born from that, from the wisdom. See? For example, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, by realizing wisdom, realizing emptiness, then ceased all the obscurations, the two types of defilements, and then become Buddha. See? So Buddha came from that wisdom, realizing emptiness. So all the past, all the present, all the future Buddhas came from the wisdom, realizing emptiness. So therefore, why it's called mother, the wisdom, why the wisdom is called mother, is that. So Chumden Dema, to make it simple, you see, Buddha's mother. So who is that? It's the heart of this. So With that is the the gone beyond of the wisdom. Gone beyond of the wisdom. So what is the gone beyond of wisdom? So the now this has gone beyond wisdom, base, base and path and attainment. See? So the phenomena, such as the mind, mind, eye, so for the phenomena, you see, see. They're gone beyond. They're gone beyond from the inherently existence. See, they are gone beyond from inherently existence. So the gone beyond is, you see, see, sorry, I made a mistake. That you see, ultimate, she was saying. Ultimate nature of things, yeah. Yeah. Ultimate nature of the mind, eye, so forth, the phenomena, you see. gone beyond from the inherent existence. They don't have inherent existence, you see. They're gone beyond from the inherent existence. So that's one meaning. The other thing is gone beyond the wisdom, that is a path. path that you travel, the path that you travel to enlightenment. May put this way, path which leads you to enlightenment, put this way, path which leads you to enlightenment. So that's the wisdom, that's the realization itself, the wisdom is realized, emptiness itself, which, see, which makes you to go, which I say, which makes you to go beyond, which makes you to go to, which makes you to go to enlightenment, beyond from the defilements. So we've gone beyond the wisdom, which means that the second one is path itself, the wisdom itself, which makes you to go, see. To go beyond from the defilements to enlightenment, from samsara, from the oceans of samsara, to go beyond from that, and to go from it, even the say subtle defilements, that leads you to enlightenment. So the other one is the attainment. Result, the result, the, so there's a path, there's a base gone beyond of wisdom, there's a path gone beyond wisdom, there's a result gone beyond of wisdom. So that is a Buddha's, you see, the transcendental wisdom. Dharmakaya, Buddha's, the transcendental wisdom. The omniscient mind. That which directly, that which directly see. They directly see the
the true truth, you know, that we directly see true truth at the same time. All the, you know, the ultimate nature and conventional nature. See, the, for example, ultimate nature of the eye, there's a, the eye itself is conventional nature, then the very nature of that is the ultimate nature, ultimate truth. So, like this, Buddha's wisdom directly perceiving all the true truth, you know, at the same time. that which is free from all the stains. So that is a result on the going beyond the wisdom. Then the next one is talking about perfect. There's five, you know, five perfections. The first one is time. Perfect time. So how this teaching, you know, how this essence of wisdom teaching happened, this teaching of Buddha, how it happened, you know, they talk about the story. So the purpose of this is that the purpose of explaining the evolution, how this happened. So you see, after Buddha passed away, then you see the three disciples, you know, who heard, you know, Buddha's the Tipitaka teachings. You see, then they gathered. But before that, there was nothing written. You see, three disciples gathered, and then see. Then they explained, you know, teachings. So collected the teachings. Three main disciples gathered, and each one collected the teachings of Buddha. from their heart, you see. What teachings, what they heard during Buddha's time. So then they explained. So Ananda, you know, Gungavu, Buddha's attendant Gungavu, so he's the one who collected Buddha's teaching. So he's the one that who collected Sutra. So each the Abhidhamma Sutra, these divisions of Sutra teaching then by the Ananda Gungavu, collected this part of the teachings by Gungavu, and then Vinaya Sutra collected by Buddha teaching of Vinaya Sutra collected by Nyawakura. I don't know how to call him, what's his name, Nyawakura in Tibetan, Nyawakura. The third one, I don't remember. Yeah, third one is Sudravataka. Sudravataka. And Tibetan said, do they didn't know. Although that I don't remember. There's a collected. you see, after Buddha passed away, next year, during the abiding in the summer retreat, you see, then you see, Ananda Sukungao, then he fed, you see, when he was collecting the teachings, you know, the Abhidharma, the sutra text. so he faced towards to Saravasti, where Buddha gave, you see, the teaching, the essence of wisdom teachings. You see, it's one place, the place where Buddha lived, I think one place in 5 years. The main place is 20, I've forgotten. anyway, in the whole that area, the main place where there's many, you know, disciples, you see, temples, you know, where they live, very large monasteries. So there in the very close to that, another place where Buddha lived 3 years, and like that. The whole, totally, itself, 25 years is a place in India, is the place where Buddha lived most. so this is where Buddha gave teachings in the past, you see, but this teaching happened, you know, with the wisdom, heart of essence of wisdom. so then Ananda Kunga was faced towards that, put palms together, then he said this. so this one I remember, though I look in the English. so this first one. thus I've heard at one time, right? Thus that one will easily remember. thus I've heard at one time. Thus I've heard at one time. So this is the very first evolution. So this this shows the perfect timing. So the purpose of bringing up is the how this, you know, essence of wisdom happened. You see, talking about bringing up the evolution, you see, story. The Ananda who collected these teachings. Who gathered these teachings, you know. Heard the teachings, understood the meanings without extra, or without missing and without extra. The listeners, and because of that, because of that, the listeners to pay attention to pay their ear attention, so to say, anyway, to to listen well. to listen well, to pay attention and listen well. So that's the purpose of why I bring up the evolution of this teaching. Then next, is talking about, you see, so it starts, it jumped in there again, there. Yeah, so that that shows the perfect, you know, founder. So now, yeah, I think become the strange. So maybe stop here and I think we have Hasudra breakfast. Some idea, what is some, without some idea foundation, you see, what is thing that has to be realized empty? What is, you know, what is thing that has to be realized empty? That which is empty. We wouldn't know whose way that we have in Hasudra, you know, I think very common to have. Many people are starting to say, you know, so many years. Something over is just the words, you know. but it's good, but what you need to know is the whole point is the if this is not clear in the mind, then you're lost. What is thing that you have to realize? Empty. What is empty? How is it the false and truth? If you don't know that, if you don't have a clear idea of that, about this, then you see what you need half your way, you need a big ball and so professor wisdom, you're lost. Because there have many people. So therefore, can give it the ideas. So therefore, need to mention on something much, so that you can see the emptiness, how important it is. Like more you feel unbearable with your disease, then you feel how important to take a medicine. So there's one point to compare all these so many volumes are, you know, after sending so many volumes to some entities. The whole thing is that to recognize what is, to recognize, you know, to realize entities. What is the problem? Our false eye and the false object that we do not we're not aware that is the false, and we believe that is true. That our mind is hallucinated. So once you got unmistakable idea of this, this point, then that's all. Then, you know, then one more how to maintain it. Just, you know, you have not this point. You know, the object is so once you come to, once you have some correct idea of this, then you know how to maintain it. Then you know where to use the word know, from beginning to the whole text, where it happens in the other. So many notes, many pages is no. So you know, which is like atomic bomb. So where to see? So you know where to use the right track, on the right track of actual ignorance. Otherwise, then you become like parrot reciting